Just a short way away from the Bacchetta Trench is Caserma di Forcola, a massive stone and concrete building which resisted the war and subsequent years of total abandonment. The shelter dates to 1908 when the Italian Supreme Command's defensive plan for the northeast frontier saw the need to equip the upper Forcola Valley with a barracks for soldiers to ensure a guard there all through the year for the direct defense of the upper Braglio Valley and to prevent potential enemy attacks from Val Monastero. Observing the building makes clear that it was built in a protected position from Austrian artillery fire by the natural rocky barrier constituted by Punta di Rims, which rises above the pass. During the war, the barracks was made command headquarters of the troops stationed in this area and around it, and further buildings were erected to increase its lodging capability for men and animals. This important guard station was accessible from Val Forcola via a long army road from Bacchetta di Pedinaletto. Supplies came from the valley bottom via this road, but above all via a teleferic whose lower station was I Cantanera at 1,716 meters, with a first section reaching Campo dei Fiori, a second to Pian di Pedinaletto and a last to Bacchetta di Pedinaletto. From here, to visit the remains of the great many Italian defensive positions, you can continue your excursion to Punta di Rims, 2,947 meters, following the army mule track which climbs up the scree ridge above the barracks. To visit the greatest number of army artifacts, some of special interest, we advise you to walk along the whole ridge between Val del Braglio and Val della Forcola and Frail. Following the military track which follows the edge of the crest and leaving the footpath which continues on the level, you can easily get to the peak. Along this itinerary there are a great many trenches, machine gun placements and observation points, all evidence of the powerful Italian army presence in this area. This high-altitude presence is testified to in the words of journalist Arnaldo Fraccaroli, who wrote of his visit to Forcola di Rims in Domenica del Corriere on 12 September 1915, and #8230, an icy snowstorm scourges the mountain. There is a slight rumble in the air like silk rustling. The massive figures of the two Alpini soldiers guiding me look dark in the sleet. There has been fighting for 3 months here on Stelvio in the midst of snow and ice at an altitude of 3,000 meters. And here Alpini soldiers live and guard camped out in small encampments, burrowed into caves dug out of the rock. Here and there, behind the ridge of some peak, concealed from enemy view, there are primordial shelters made with unspeakable hard work and punctuated with beams to resist the power of the wind. We are at around 3,000 meters in one of the most forward positions. Passo dello Stelvio is visible below us and far away. Guns thunder from incredible positions. Machine guns rattle from vertical peaks, rifle fire is intense and angry, and #8230. During the war a great many divisions took turns on these positions, including the Tuano, Aosta, Intra, Dronero, Val Sinistria battalions and the Marche and Bologna brigades, as well as gunners, machine gunners and specialist troops.